Hello and welcome back to Friar Jim's Graphic Novel Life. There's a concept I'm very interested in when it comes to graphic novels, and that is n illustrated narrative. It's a concept whereby we tell more than just a story with our words, but with the pictures as well, that every little detail of a panel, of the way we structure the page, tells a story. And one of the people I believe is a pioneer and a visionary in this area with this concept is Owen D. Pomeroy. And today I'd like to review his first long form debut graphic novel called Between the Billboards and the Authoring of Architecture. Of course, you can find this from Avery Hill Publishing. Originally self-published in a six-volume format, Owen D. Pomeroy's long-form debut is an exceptional look at isolation and loneliness, how it is possible even in a sea of people. This book format adds other work and commentaries by the author in The Authoring of Architecture, effectively two books for the price of one. Between the Billboards follows James Ebner, a man who has intentionally isolated himself in a converted space between two buildings, high above an unspecified city. Other than coming down to buy sundries, cigarettes, gin, food, or find other necessities, like sex, Eb, as he is known to his friends, only visits Benson's Bar Cafe and Eric's Bowling Alley. His friend Israel is his only other connection to the real world, the sole person to visit and try to convince Eb to live life again. We don't know why Eb has chosen to live there, but it is clear that he is methodically and systematically severing every connection to the world below him. An architect by profession, Pomeroy lays out his frames in meticulous order. Entirely in black and white, his drawings are measured and precise, simplistically detailed to enhance the feeling of isolation and emotion. His best technique is to present every frame as a different perspective. For instance, Pomeroy draws a full-page aerial view of Ebb's home between the billboards and the high-rise buildings surrounding it that are skillfully presented over anything from 3 to 9 frames. Such is the technique that you can study them one at a time or hold the book in front of you to view it in its entirety. It is visually innovative, exciting and absolutely bloody brilliant to behold. Between the Billboards dialogue is of a fairly philosophical nature, allowing us to look into Ebb's world and witness his growing self-isolation. Pomeroy suggests through flashback that a broken heart may be part of the reason, but no more is suggested. The reader is left to make their own opinions, although clear understanding is hindered by an uncertainty as to who is actually saying what. Is this a commentary on selfishness, mental health, the decline of community? Is it a call to look around us and become more aware of the pandemic of loneliness in modern society? It may be all or none of these, but whatever it is charts a tragically bleak withdrawal from community and all that binds us to it. The Authoring of Architecture collects some of Pomeroy's shorter works that have featured in newspapers, periodicals, or magazines, interspersed with musings on how his architectural background influences his cartoon style. The length of each offering varies from 4 frames to 4 pages, from perspectives inside his own house to musing on the seeming infinity of a cornfield. It is the elegant simplicity of his work that is simultaneously art and social commentary. The generally lighter tone offsets the bleakness of Between the Billboards, helped by the scenes of interactions between a customer and the proprietor of Benson's. These appear at various points throughout and showcase a talent for incredibly intelligent plotting skills, the ending itself ingenious. This neat little book can be collected for a number of reasons: brilliant artwork, intelligent narrative, or just because having it on your shelf makes you feel incredibly sophisticated and socially aware. Above all, it highlights the power of graphic novels to deliver thought-provoking observations on society where other mediums would fail. That's a five-star review. You can click through to that on www.theslingsandarrows.com. If you type in Owen D. Pomeray into the creator search engine under reviews, or just type in between the billboards, you'll see it there with the opportunity to click through and buy it. As I've said before, I just can't recommend Owen's work enough. As an architect, as a designer, he's fantastic. As a graphic novel, he's a writer, he's a genius. And absolutely worth getting hold of these books, even if it's just to have a look or to read before you give it to somebody else as a present. In any which way, you know, I still highly recommend it. So thank you very much for listening to Friar Jim's Graphic Novel Life, and thank you very much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Hey Jamie, absolutely loved this podcast. Really made me actually want to read the graphic novel about Agatha Christie. Thanks very much.